Movement is coming to Detroit this weekend. The Electronic Music Festival brings in more than 100,000 people from around the globe to gather in the birthplace of techno music. But techno and electronic music is a much bigger deal in Europe than it is here.
I'm bringing in certain parts of a song I made.
When Detroit techno artist Kevin Reynolds performed in London for the first time, he got stopped on the subway by a stranger.
You know, a guy grabbed me. He's like, you know, you're Kevin Reynolds. And I'm like, yeah, are you the police?
He says that would never happen in his hometown.
Because at home, you know, I'm just a regular guy.
Like a lot of Detroit techno artists, Reynolds still lives in the city, but in order to make a living, he has to travel to Europe or Tokyo to perform every other month or so. Overseas, he plays shows for thousands of people.
Here in Detroit, you know, I play for maybe, you know, 50 people, 100 people, if I'm, you know, maybe a couple hundred if I'm lucky.
But that might be starting to change.
My name is Dimitri Hegemann. I come from Germany. I'm based in Berlin.
And he's the owner of one of the first electronic clubs in Berlin. He wants to bring the scene back to the hometown of techno. He has his eye on the abandoned and run-down Fisher Body Plant in Detroit.
It looks magic, you know. You come in and you feel immediately, you know, when the walls start to talk to you, you know, and it's all this energy is still there.
Hegemann is full of big ideas. Not only does he want to have an electronic dance club in the Fisher Body Plant, he also wants to have a hostel, a pop-up restaurant, and another space that could be used for art exhibits, dance, or even opera performances.
I think people would come from all over the world to see that, what's happening. And this is what Detroit needs.
But Detroit isn't Berlin. Berlin gets a ton of funding to support the arts. It's also easier to use old buildings there. If you want to open up a creative space in a vacant building and the city doesn't know who owns it, they'll just let you use it temporarily until the owner is tracked down. And Berlin doesn't have a curfew. Electronic clubs start hopping around 1 a.m. Friday, and the party does not stop until Monday morning.
Everybody, clock everybody in.
Meanwhile, a less ambitious electronic club recently opened up in Detroit's Midtown. Amir Deza is the owner of the new club called Populux.
And this is really what it's about, bringing the freshest, newest sound, the newest artist to the market.
But when I went to the club on a Friday night, by 10:30, there were only about 30 to 50 people there and no one was dancing. So I asked Deza how business was going so far.
It's good. I mean, you know, we could always be better. <You know? laughs> But listen, I have confidence enough to say this is going to be a great place. You know, it takes a while to build a business, you know.
In the meantime, Detroit artists like Reynolds will keep traveling overseas to find work to perform. But as Reynolds says, there's just something about Detroit that keeps this city his home base.
And I don't know what it is. There's something in the air, there's something in the water, there's something in the ground, there's something that's, it's, there's an energy here. That struggle of living in Detroit, you know, I like that struggle.
For Michigan Radio, I'm Emily Fox.